Well, the massacre in Las Vegas has once again sparked a debate about gun control and shone a spotlight on countries where guns are heavily restricted. Japan has one of the lowest gun death rates in the OECD, and guns are so tightly controlled there that if you hold a license, you're not allowed to tell your friends or workmates that you have one. Small caliber guns are banned completely, and applying for a license for a shotgun or an air rifle is a drawn-out process involving a lot of red tape and a mental health check. Our reporter Rachel Mealy spoke to an American man who lives in Japan and holds a gun license to go hunting.
This man risks losing his Japanese gun license just by speaking to the ABC. In Japan, the first rule of gun ownership is that you can't tell others that you have access to a gun. So he's asked me not to use his real name, but to call him Greg instead. Greg says he was tricked into thinking that going hunting in Japan would be an easy process.
My brother-in-law, a Japanese hunter, suggested that I get a license and go hunting with me, and he said that it would be easy to get set up to do that, which was a complete lie.
In fact, getting your hands on a gun in this country is not so straightforward. It begins with a full-day course about the proper storage of a gun and the rules and regulations relating to hunting. The next stage is a practical test at a shooting range, where Greg says he was asked to shoot some clay targets, which he found pretty easy.
Well, when I was a child, I'd done some light hunting with my cousins up in Oregon, so it wasn't that intimidating.
After the practical test came a drug and mental health check.
There's a checklist that the doctor goes through. It says, you're not addicted to marijuana and not addicted to amphetamines, that you don't have a double personality, depression, and so on.
But it doesn't stop there. Next comes the research phase carried out by the police and the licensing bureau. They contact family, friends and colleagues and ask them questions about the mental health of the applicant.
I had a phone call from the police to my secretary, and fortunately she said nice things about me.
The whole process took about 9 months and was approved in 2006. Greg is subjected to the same checks every 3 years when the license comes up for renewal. A few years ago, the police came to his house unannounced to check that his gun was being stored properly.
In my case, we had two policemen visit, and while I was showing one police officer where I stored my gun and where I stored my ammunition, the other police officer was with my wife in the kitchen and asking her if she had any worries about her husband having a gun. I think that if she had answered that she was concerned about that, that when it came time for my renewal, that would have been taken into account.
He says while there's a lot of regulation, the statistics speak for themselves.
To be honest, I like the results. I think in 2014, there were 6 gun deaths in Japan. And in my hometown of Los Angeles, every year, there's something on the order of 500 deaths and maybe around 11,000 or so for the entire country.
Last year, the National Police Agency in Japan recorded a total of 8 crimes across the country in which a gun was fired. One person was killed. This is Rachel Mealy in Tokyo for The World Today.